This is the PropTech VC Podcast. We give you unique insights into how innovative technologies are disrupting real estate. We interview top entrepreneurs, investors, and knowledgeable experts to share the inside scoop in this fast-moving industry. It's hosted by leading PropTech VC, Zane Jaffer. Let's dive into today's content.
Now, you say you need real estate people on the team. Where? Do you need real estate experience in sales? Do you need it in product? Do you need it across the entire organization? Can you get away with hiring junior people who don't have real estate? Where do you need this real estate experience? Can you get it through advisors and investors instead, or do you need it on your core team itself?
It depends on the business for sure. Yeah. You know, I think that if your business has a little bit more of if you're making a bet on a location, you know, so for example, if you're helping real estate investors figure out, you know, if your software helps real estate investors make better decisions, then you need real estate investors or people who are smart about real estate investing on your team to help guide the model, the algorithm that you're building on the software side. You know, on the other side, if you're selling a SaaS product, let's say to commercial buildings, you know, it's probably a good idea to have you know, either lots of great advisors or people on your team who've sold into commercial buildings and who've worked with commercial landlords before, because they understand what makes them tick, right? And I think one of the things that we were hugely you know, part of making this mistake was that, you know, we were just very anti hiring anybody from real estate, because we just felt like they were sort of
really now
they, we just felt like they sort of represented the old yes. old school old
yes,
world
the old guard, right?
Yeah.
The traditional people that were disrupting.
Yeah,
I experienced the same thing. When I started out Vongo, we were trying to disrupt traditional advertising, and I did not want to hire anyone from the traditional advertising. I would hire junior people straight out of college instead. I actually looked for people who didn't come from industry, because they were naive enough to not have the same patterns that experienced people have. Later on, though, I needed to supplement it with experience, but early on, product market fit, I found that the people who said it wouldn't work were some of the traditional people from the traditional industries.
Yep.
So you're saying something different now, though. You're saying you need the experience.
It's a very difficult thing, because, you know, you're trying to change an industry.
Correct.
And so you don't want old thinking.
No.
But at the same time, you need to understand how your new model will work in the world
correct.
That exists.
The context, the customer context, right? If you fail to understand the problem, you're going to build something that is what you think the problem is.
Yes.
And you need that customer feedback, and you need people on your team who can tell you.
Yes.
At some point, maybe during, well, I think especially product, by the way, having experience and industry experience in product from real estate is probably very important.
Yeah.
Because then you'll realize this is not how it's used. This is not the behavior. You know, fine tune it and modify it. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you have to be able to understand. We were hugely part of this thinking, you know, which was just, hey, we don't want any real estate people even near us, because oh my God, they're gonna be like, you know, they're gonna give us all their old ideas,
and this is not gonna work. Cynicism, perhaps.
Yeah, that, and
this is not the way it's done. This is the way it's worked before. Which, by the way, for an entrepreneur, isn't that the most validating thing? Right? Like, oh, I should definitely do this if they say it can't be done. They're so ingrained.
For sure. Yeah. You know, I think that you just have this, you know, and I totally resonate with a lot of the founders who think that way, because we definitely did, you know, which is like, you just talk to these people who sort of see things the old way, and they're always saying, no, it doesn't work that way, whatever. So you're like, well, why would I want to bring one of those people inside my company? Aren't they going to kill my innovation?
So you're saying to bring those people in to the company? Aren't they going to screw up the culture?
Well, you know, I think that you need to bring in, I think it needs to be done the right way. So I think you need to bring in people. So this is where I think that startups and founders get it wrong, is, you know, they have an innovative, let's say a SaaS product that they're selling into, let's say commercial landlords, right? And they have a really great You know, they've done some interviews, et cetera. But like, but the problem is that they don't have somebody who's really, like I said, talked to these landlords, really like engaged with them, knows like what makes them tick. So you need that to be able to go to market. Otherwise, your go to market will fail. Now, your idea may still be a very innovative idea, but you want to make sure that your go to market works.
Thank you for listening. As always, this show is available on iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. But did you know that full, uncut episodes and bonus content are posted on our YouTube channel? If you want to learn practical business skills, discover trends and opportunities, and learn how to invest in real estate, head on over there now. Go to youtube.com and search for Zane Jaffer, and it'll pop up. Subscribe now. See you on the next episode.